As we wait for John Roberts to bring the Senate trial to order, I'm joined on the telephone by our very good friend, John Nichols. John Nichols is the Washington correspondent for The Nation magazine. He's also the host of The Nation's podcast, Next Left. His latest article in The Nation is Trump is shooting the Constitution in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue. John Nichols, good pleasure to welcome you to the program, sir.
It's great to be with you, Mitch. What do you think about that headline?
Which headline?
That Trump is shooting the Constitution.
Oh, I know. I liked it. No, it was a good one. No, you're right.
Trump
is shooting the Constitution in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue. And as he said, he'd probably get away with it.
Well, that's exactly. I knew that the only reason I'm not trying to, fish for compliments on a headline, but it's that I knew you would get the comparison there and sort of the complex reality that we're in here, right? Because in many ways, these impeachment managers are doing, almost the textbook presentation. Closing the case. And the question, Donald Trump seems to be saying, yeah, so.
Yeah, I was just talking to a colleague, said, when are they going to prove that Trump did it? And I'm kind of like, I think they already have.
I think he just admitted it.
Yeah.
So it's a more complex thing. And I think that's the great struggle now for a lot of our media and a lot of our political class is to adjust to the reality of impeachment. And that is a very hard thing for people to do because we're essentially unfamiliar with it. It doesn't happen that often. And impeachment is a process. It's a tool.
Did we lose John Nichols there?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Impeachment is a process. It's a tool. But it's also sort of like Quicksilver. It's something very hard to manage. It's very hard to know exactly, how it will operate, what it'll be. And the reason I say that is that I now think we have entered into one of the most fascinating periods of the impeachment process. And that is this Senate trial, which puts all of the information out. I would argue probably proves that the president should have been impeached and frankly proves that he should be removed. But it may not have that impact. It may not lead to his removal. But is that the end of it? Is that all that matters? Or is it perhaps now, have we now moved into also a political theater in which the presentation of the information might well have dramatic long-term impacts on our politics?
And that will be seen.
I think we have to adjust to that. Yeah.
And Barry Black, who is the Senate chaplain, is now doing the prayer. After that, they're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Once the John Roberts brings the trial to order, we will have to go right there. So our time is short.
I understand, yeah.
John Nichols, I do want to ask you, though. I suspect at some time, and maybe it's already passed, that impeachment fatigue is going to set in for many people. Now, yesterday we heard from a number of Republican senators who said that they didn't hear anything new. This is all just repeating what we have already heard in the House impeachment inquiry. I want to recognize that's not what Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said. He said he did learn some things. He suspect others learned some things. Is this important, what's going to happen today, even if we are hearing what has already been stated?
Absolutely, 100%. It's vital. If indeed you understand this aspect of the impeachment process, this trial, as in fact a trial, isn't it true that in any trial, you often hear a massive amount of repetition of information you knew? Certainly. You've covered trials, Mitch, or at least you've
This is my first Senate trial, sir. I can tell you that much for sure.
But we're talking about in the civil world, in the non-constitutional sector. And, of course, there's information that you knew. You knew why the trial's being held. You knew a lot of the charges. But I think putting it together in the form of a brief, actually making the case, is powerful. I also think something else big is happening here. And that is, I believe there is a much deeper focus on the obstruction issue. I thought that yesterday you heard a lot of talk about obstruction of Congress. I think they're going to amplify that today and tomorrow. And I think that's a very big deal.
And we're going to be talking about...
You're literally... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. And we're going to talk more about this with you in the coming days, John Nichols. But the Sergeant of Arms has just threatened to arrest anyone who doesn't obey the rules, so they're now at it. John Nichols, thank you very much. The Nation magazine's John Nichols, author of his latest article, is called Trump is shooting the Constitution in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.